Okay, we'll start with packet 13.
Gotcha.
Packet 13 is about Sudas Havra. Right, so there is a halacha that that when a person loses a relative, so he's not supposed to eat mishalo. In other words, when he comes back from the cemetery, so he can't eat his own food. The idea is so somebody has to come and bring him food. We'll see what that's all about. So the Gemara here on page packet 13 of Zayin Amud Beis says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Marav Ovel Yom Rishon, Osur Lechol Mishalo." He can't eat his own bread. We know a lot of the halachas of Hilchos Aveilos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yechezkel and says the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, and you shouldn't be misabel because everyone's going to be. Like Aaron Collins pointed out from Rashi there, that when everyone's an ovel, then no one's an ovel. Because the definition of an ovel is there, like Aaron Collins pointed out from Rashi there, they're menachemim and they're avelim. But when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, everyone's an ovel. So therefore, Hashem said to Yechezkel, he said, I'm taking your... The Beis Hamikdash, he gave a mashal like taking your wife, and you shouldn't be misabel, and so therefore, and don't do this, don't do this. And for this, we learn whatever Hashem told Yechezkel not to do, we know that what we're supposed to do. So lechem anoshim lo sochel. So that literally means you shouldn't eat bread from others. You could eat your own bread because you don't have to do Hilchas Aveilos. But normally you eat Lechem Anashim. You eat the bread of other people. So that's the Sudas Havra, that you're not supposed to eat your own food.
Rebbe, what's the word Havra come from?
Havra means to serve.
To serve?
Lahagish Ochlun. So then the Gemara says, "Rav Rav Yosef Chalfi Sudosai LaDadi," which is the same lashon as the Gemara Megillah by Purim, that they would swipe meals. One year he would come to him. One year he would come to him. He would host the Suda. One year he would host the Suda. So the same thing over here, that when he was in Ovel, he would give the meal to him, and then he would reciprocate. When he was an ovel, he would give the meal to him. Yeah, okay, we're not going to get into the Purim so much now. But, yeah, okay, either way. So take a look. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, page 2, "Vahi Dvar Hashem Elai Lemor Ben Adam V'ni Lokech Mimchas Machmar Einecho." I'm going to take away your wife from my gefa. And that's a mashal, the base. The mikdash is going to be destroyed. And lo sispo, lo sifkev, lo savo dimosecha. You shouldn't have any avelus. You shouldn't have espedim. You shouldn't cry. You shouldn't hanegdom. You should be quiet. Sim ovel osase percho chavusholecha, and lechem anoshim lo sochel. And says the Mitzvah is David on page 3, Lo kederecha avil shemavrim moso suda rishon mishel acher. It's not like a regular avil that they give him the first suda that he can't eat his own food. Because that's the whole idea, that you're not going to have avelus. You're not going to have avelus. So mashma, that when there is avelus, then that's the way you act. Yeah, this thing I spoke before, page 3, look in the Metsudas David. I said it was Rashi's Metsudas David. I see some questions. The Chaz of Zelvivi shall a linhog minag availim el b'mokav sheish menachemim. Aval az yechulam availim. M'kei mi yinachem is me. Yeah, that was what Rabbi Kahn was calling it, Metsudas David. That the whole concept of availus is, you know, when everyone's in availus, no one's in availus. I mean, availus is that there's somebody's an Ovel and then someone's a Menachem. So he says, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, that's a Machmar Einecha, that's a Mashal for his wife, so that everyone's going to be an Ovel, so therefore you shouldn't keep the...
So with that story also, if someone happens to be just like
Yeah, so Joshua is saying, what if someone's on a desert island and no one's there, and they hear that they lost a relative and no one's going to come to... So...
Maybe since he can hear, since he clearly has access to people, like talking
to... Oh, today. I thought you were asking, like, when there were no phones.
That was my original question, but if he has the ability to hear that he
lost someone, then presumably he also has a president of Kazakhstan. Yeah. If there's no one, that would be an interesting question. Okay, so let's look.
What about Tisha B'Av, Rebbe? I mean, aren't we all unveiling a Tisha B'Av citizen? We shouldn't
yeah, be, so we're all available on,
yes,
on Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av is a special takana. Uh-huh. Tisha B'Av was a special takana.
Okay.
So you're right. By right, it shouldn't be. We're all available. But there was special takana was made that we should... Okay, so let's take a look at the reason for this, for these halachas. Take a look at the Levush first on page 7. The linear. The time she calls it bechal nechamahu she marin laavil some masimin so aliban to lo yishlichu achar gavecha. So it's showing that people care about you. So it's just like a form of necham that in other words you don't eat your own food, someone has to bring you food. So that's like a form of nechama. Shemarim la'avil shemasim moso alibam. And then he quotes the Gemara. V'cholim hachliv sudosayu. Nayin sheyochol echad lahachil as chaveru b'mei aveiru. V'hu yachz yagam kein yachlenu b'mei aveiru. It's reciprocate that we said, just like by Purim. He can invite you, you could invite him. One year you invite him, one year he invites you, etc.
Rebbe, can two different people who are avelim switch meals with each other?
Yeah, as long as you're not eating your food, you're eating his food. He's eating your food, you're eating his food. If you look now in the Rabbeinu Yerucham on page 6, right, the official name, I told you this before, is Toldos Adam Bechava. That's the official name of the Sefer. I remember many years ago, I was in the YU library when Rav Berish Mandelbaum, Rav Berish Mandelbaum was the librarian from 1948 to 1998. He lived in Brooklyn, Rav Berish Mandelbaum, and he was a Yid from Varsha, you know. And so I was once looking for the Rabbeinu Yerucham in the library. So I didn't know where to look. So I was looking at the Reish, Rabbeinu, you know, in the card, you know, when there was a card catalog. The old days, they still have the card catalog. It's just on the 6th floor. Those that want to still use a card catalog, like myself, you know. But so he said, no, you have to look on the Tuf, because the official name of the Sefer is Toldos Adam V'Chava. Toldos Adam V'Chava is the official name of the Sefer. In other words, he divided the Sefer into halachas about Adam, about men, and halachas of Chava, about women.
Separate seating in the Sefer.
As a person who loses a relative, he's not thinking about himself. He's just so distraught about the relative that he doesn't even think about it. Whereas he's so out of it, so the people have to step up and provide food for him. So that's another reason of this.
Is there any restriction on what type of food?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what type of food. First of all, what type of food, and is it the whole first day, the first meal? What is it referring to? Take a look first, page 10. Eitan, did you want to say something?
Yeah, is this din and iser, or is it just something that's recommended?
Also, excellent question. So we're going to hopefully get to all these questions, but they're all good questions.
Coming
attractions, yes. So take a look here on page 10 in the Rush. Amar Avihuda Marav, Avil Biyom Rishon Oso Lechol Mishalom. Domar Rachman Avicheska Lechem Anoshim Losochel, Perish Yom Rishon. So Avil Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon literally means the first day of the Avelis, after the Kvura. So he says that Yom Rishon means Suda Rishona. I mean the first meal after the Kavur. First meal, Suda Rishona. That's how the Rush says. He quotes the Gemara Pesachim. That Pesach, a loshen as a isa, b'yayin shem cholov, mukula b'yont of rishon, haynu b'suda rishon, shalei le'psach. So just like over there, it means you can't have the first meal of Pesach, you have to have guacamole, get a matzah shirim. So therefore it means, even though so there it says, b'yont of rishon, it means the suda rishon. So over here, yom rishon, doesn't mean the whole first day. It means the whole. That's what the Gemara says here in Pesachim on page 11. The Amar of Yeshua today, Yomakama, lo talushuli b'chelba. In other words, don't put milk or juice or honey in the matzahs. Yomakama. So there, it doesn't mean the whole first day. I mean, you know, we don't eat Ashkenazim. We have a minute. We don't eat, matzah shira anyway. But Mikra din, you're allowed to eat matzah shira, is just getting matzah shira on the night of the Seder night, which you need lechem only for the mitzvahs of Seder. Even though there, the Gemara uses the Yom HaKama. So the Rosh says, just like over there, Yom HaKama is lav dafka, means Suda Rishona. So too over here, when it says Yom Rishon, Odom Oso Lechol Mishalo, it means Suda Rishona. But if you... No, because that's already the next day. We'll see. That's already the next day. Friday night is the next day. So we'll see. Let's see. Now, if you look in the Rambam, on page 12, the Rambam says, Ovo b'yom rishon bilvad osol hanich tefillin lechol shano. So here, you see the Rambam takes it literally. Yom Rishon means the whole, just like by tefillin. When a person loses a relative, so from the Misa to the Kfura, he doesn't put on tefillin because he's an Onan, just like he doesn't do any mitzvahs. But after the Kfura, so he doesn't put on tefillin, so therefore he really should be putting on tefillin. But we say, although Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin. We discussed, is it Dafka Yom Misa Yom Kfura, right? Maritats, the whole thing we discussed with the Ramban and the Dabur Mervava, to remember these things that we discussed. So here the Rambam is putting together this din of not putting on tefillin the first day in the same halacha with not eating mishalom. So you see that he's arguing with the Rush, that he's saying that it's the whole first day, not only the first Suda, but the whole first day. So that's coming attractions. If you look in the Yerushalmi now, page 14. Bottom line, Rav Zeira, Midomach, so look in the Pirei Moshe, Kshaniftar, Tziva, Kodomoso, Latamid, Vamalotakab, Latafum, and Shalavil, Ayom, Lamacham is Rakhaya, Atsayd of Avrakadah Havelim, Kabel, Tasu, Lamacharoso, Shosbidin of Mamash, Tziva, Lassos, Lakim. He says, don't do the regular Avelis for me. Either one doesn't get drunk or whatever, but the kids are. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch and see how this is brought down. Yeah, take a look first in the Torah, page 18. Ratzah Avil Shalola Kabel Havra. Like the case in Yerushalmi, he says, I don't want you to be Mavrabi. Shalorotza Lechol Oso Hayom, Harishus Biyagam. Because if he says, because he's not allowed to eat Mishalom, so they give Havra, but he says he doesn't want Havra. So then he confessed. Because Shin Mishalmi Rav Zira, Midomach, he said, when I die, Pakid Baal Kadim Olai Yomadein Chidol Macham Mizrachaya. He's not Mishalom Shayinogim, the Sanus Yom Mises Chachon. People would fast the Yom Mises Chachon. So if a person wants to, he could say, I don't want to be Mekabel Havra. Yeah. So take a look. Let's take a look how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 24. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ovil also lechol mishalom besuda rishono. But says the Shulchan Aruch, the first suda, you can't eat your own food. Although the shniya mutter. At the second meal, you already could eat your own food. I feel beyond rishon. Because it's only a din in the, like the Rosh said, only a din in, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's the whole first day. The Rosh says it's only the Suda Rishona. So other also lechol bishalom.
Rabbi, when he says Suda Rishona, it means Suda Suda or like the first eating? Meaning if you come back from the Kavura at, 1:30, 3:30 in the afternoon, you might not have a meal, but you might want a snack or you might want to eat something.
Oh, so okay. So wait to see. Let me get to it. So Avol Mosul Lechol Mishalom Besud Rishona Avol Veshniya Mutar Afil Biyom Rishon Umitzah Al Shcheinav Sheichilu Mishalhem Kedei Shalom Yochal Mishalol Yochal Echad Lahachil As Chaver B'mei Meivo Hu Yachzer Kam Kem Yechilenu B'mei Avelo B'vat Shalom Yitnu B'tchila. Right, they shouldn't make a deal that this is what they're going to do. They could reciprocate without, because then it's a deal, then it's not really, then it's you just not mashling the chol. Yeah, okay, 1 second. So look on page 25 in Halacha Dalet.
Once it gets to the second day. That meaning
in other words, it's not a din of Suda Rishona. In other words, if he decides that he's not going to eat the whole first day, which is the Rush also, because the Rush says that it's the Suda Rishona on the Yom Rishon. The Suda Rishona on the Yom Rishon. So he shouldn't eat mishalom. So someone could bring him, but if he doesn't want to take, so therefore he could fast that whole first day, and then at night is already, it'll be his suda rishona, but it'll be the second day. So then that you could eat mishalom.
Sounds like on the first day itself.
On the first day itself. So he, in other words, he can't eat. Because if he doesn't eat the first day, then it's going to still be the Suda Rishona. The first meal. But if he ate, he already had the first meal that he ate Mishol HaKeirim, then he can eat Mishalom on the first day. You see, it's mashiv in the Rambam that the whole first day, if you eat three meals in the first day, you still can't eat mishalom, according to the Rambam. Whereas according to the Rush, it's the first meal, but it has to be on the first day. Once it's no longer the first day, then... it's different. Hello? Okay, I'm in the middle of Shira. I'll call you back soon. Okay.
Rabbi,
Hey, 1 second. And the Rambam says, "Chaynim lo yivru bi yomrishon shenimshach an halayla." If he mutu lechol b'layla mishalom, v'in tzarich havra. Right. In other words, say time they got home. It was already it was already Lila. So then he could eat Mishalom. You don't need the Suda Sevro.
No.
So that's the
Rebbe, are all the dinim minhagim or takanos, what are they? I mean, are they minhagim? Or I mean that you don't...
This is not a min, this is a din in the Gemara. This is now... It's so far,
Yerushalmi, right?
So far, is Medina the Gemara.
They have to do it. I mean, then you should be have to do it. I mean... I mean, if that's the din of Gemara, how could you fast then? I mean, how could you...
He says also lechol mishalot, so he's not eating mishalot; he's fasting.
That's
the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, if you want to say don't be mavra me, so then you fast. That's the Yerushalmi. So that's also wrote down. And then it says here, Mokum Shanogo Havros the boss of Yayin. Some have the minute, because again, an Ovel is Mutter the boss of Yayin. It's only an owning can eat boss of Yayin. That's why Shech always points out the idea of the 9 days of not eating boss of Yayin is not a din in Avelus, because Ovel is Mutter, it's a din in. And as Rav Shakta pointed out, and Rav HaShulchan has, based on the Bittul HaKorbanos and the Bittul HaNesachim, right? So, but an Ovel is Mutter, Fakir. So Rav Shakta pointed out, the minig used to be that they would mimavra the boss of Yayin. I mean, today our minig is that we will see we have bagels and egg and hard-boiled eggs and things like that. That's brought down also. And he says, okay, we'll talk about it. Now, there is a discussion when we say Ovel Osor Lechol Mishalo means Mamish like his own seltzer, you know, to what degree? His own water, his own bottle of water? Or does it mean Dafka? Things of so if you look at the Divrei Malkiel here on page 8, it says Nistapakti had the Kaimelon the Moikotan Shavel also lechol Sud Mishol Mishalo in Russia lechol Peros Olishtos Eze Mashke Mishalo Kol Masud. And Daniel Albert, this is what you were asking. You want to say he wants to have a little snack. He wants to just take an apple from the fridge. Is he allowed to do that? In Russia, the whole payers of Lusho says, Mashka Shalokon Masud Lukhora, Mashra the Shari. Rashas Yolif Lod, Shami Kroh, the Lechem, and Noshim Losocho. Mashka Dafka Lechem, the Loshar Dvar. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says you shouldn't have a Havra over there because they weren't doing DNA Avelis. And it says lechem, so it's learned out from the word lechem. So it's mashma, it's only a din in lechem. Avol yom rishon also lechol lechem mishalo. I did I dafka lechem. That's loshon ha gemara. Even on the Shulchan Aruch, it says mavrim bebeitzim adoshim, and that's the gemara of Bava Basra. Mashmi said avro havi af bebeitzim adoshim, lav dafka lechem. Mele nebe dosa la avol lechol af peres kadoma. So if you say that it's loved after lechem, then he can't eat, can't take an apple from the fridge. They brought the lechem, and the beitz of adoshim will allow faces a pass as a spread. He says the Pashup Shad, he thinks, first he thought maybe it's only Din Lechem, now he's saying he thinks even Paris. because the poskim say also la'ovel biyom rishon lechol mishalo, and the poskim leave out, Shulchan Aruch leaves out the word lechol, even though in the Gemara it has it. So tamam nira de lo garso b'shas gamkin tevis lechem. Kenu gir sal hadi berif. So that's what it seems, that it's even pashtus what the... that it's everything. Even a little snack, like you said, Daniel. You won't be...
Do you know, Rebbe, do you know the Beis Yosef on the tour, what he says on that? Do you remember that? What the
Beis... One second. Let's just look in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 9. And there the eager who are left, but he says the eager is a lechem, a tafshil, yochem lochel mishalo. You plug it in,
And
the patch. Ikeru alechem. Tafshilin yochel lechem mishalov. Had a minute from being level. Lechem abeitzim. Tovad. But the Pashup Shat, it's probably like the Divrei Malkiyo. That it's everything. That's everything. And the Gemara... Yeah, page 23 in Bava Basra, says, Vayov Isav Minasodev Vayov, that was the day that Avraham Avinu was Niftar, and the Tafshol Shal Adoshim, and Adoshim doesn't have a mouth, it's closed, or lentil. Because just like an Ovel can't speak, he doesn't know what to say, so to the Adosha. And then the Beitzim, the Galgal Choser Ba'olam. Then the last discussion is what about a Chol HaMoed? What about if you have a... somebody dies... if you look at Shulchan Aruch on page 30 on... Yeah, page 30. It says, "Ein chokhtim kosev v'moed ve'ein mavrim el krov v'shol meis. Al krovim mavrim." So they do give havrah to the krovim on chol moed. Aval v'yantif, afil yantif sheini, ein karim v'cholzim lo mavrim. V'chol moed mavrim, v'chol moed they are. The Yontif Sheni, even if you do a Kfur in Yontif Sheni, ain't Maverick. So if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, he asks the question in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber sheet is available Yom Mishan as the Raisa. So if it's the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura, he even said Shiva on Yontif Sheni. After Machaber passing them Yom Misa v'Kvur beyond the Shin Mathabel, if you look at a Mavrin, it came out that Vrah killed Yosef. So it's interesting that if somebody Misa and the Kvur or Yontif Sheni, they would sit Shiva, but they wouldn't do Havra. So, but on the other hand, in Chol HaMoed, it's just the opposite. They ain't Misablin, you're not Misabel on. But you do Havra. So it's interesting that on the one hand, you're doing on Yontif Sheni, you're mamash sitting Shiva, it's Yom Misa and Kfura, and yet you don't do Havra. And on Chol HaMoed, you don't have Shiva, but you do Havra. So he says that Havra is not really a Velus. It's like a Hesped, it's like a form of a Hesped, the Mishum Hachi, Ein Mavrin be Yontif Sheni. Okay, I don't know. It's It's a interesting. And in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam writes the Feirush on page 29, Avol Pishein Avelus B'Moed, but Mavim Savelim Lechem B'Moed. Kol Eilu B'Kol Moed, V'Yantev Avil Yantev Shein Ein Korv B'Cholzim Lo Mavim. Yeah, so that was my father-in-law. He had the Kura, his mother, on Kol Moed. And then there's the din of Mavrin on Kol Moed. Right, the Shiva was not till Yantav Sheni. This is when the minyan Shiva and the actual sitting Shiva is Yisrochal.
Rabbi, why can't we say a svara that on Yantif, if he eats food from other people, it's not just nechama, it's a simcha. It's simcha. And so that's maybe too much. Maybe that's too much. Meaning on Chol HaMoed, you get a meal from someone, that's like a nechama. You care about me. You love me. On Yantif, you get a meal. A meal on Yantif is
simcha. Uh-huh. So that's why not to do it. Uh-huh. Okay, maybe. Interesting. Okay. So that's for today, Rabosai. Okay, so let me just say hello to everyone. Rav Ratner, and you can see Anton, MZ, and Alex, Lazi Mass Kershblum, and Rav Levitt, and Eitan Schneier, and Jeremy Borgen, and Albert, and Zach Berger. Ooh, Zach Berger, Shlita. And Eitan Aryeh, and Rav Eitan, and Eitan, well, Nady Al-Kayim and Josh Blau. Sorry. It gets confused. Right. Okay, we'll see you all tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Today I start my July's man. This is Rabbi Talbis, should be coming in the room soon. If you want to see Rabbi Talbis, he should be coming in to set up the Zoom for the official summer shiur that begins today. At 11 o'clock, in Yom Kovit Va'Onik Shabbos, those that want to participate. So Rabbi Talbis should be coming in soon. We finished corporations. We finished. Now we're going on Kiddush on. Are you allowed to make Kiddush on grape juice?
We did.
Yes, that's. So we're going to be talking about that and different things relating to Yayin and Suda Shabbos and things like that. So those that want to come are welcome. If you can speak to Rabbi Talbis, you can sign up. Yeah, maybe family connections. You could. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All done.
Okay.
Hey, Jeremy Borgen. Okay. Yeah, maybe wait a second till he comes to make sure.
Maybe that's the recording of.
Well, he's going to get the recording from the thing.
Have you also records here?
I just did. Just
back up.
Hagon Hatzadik, Rev. Joe Miller. He comes in on Thursdays. But since you were here today,
He also said he left me some instructions.
Instructions for those people that he instructed, like myself.